Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, EMP180weightloss.com. We were just talking about NFL free agency, about a month away. It's that down period. Look, you had your first Sunday without the NFL post-Super Bowl hangover. Now you're kind of waiting for free agency, the combine, the draft, all those sort of things. And free agency is a month away. But we finally did hear some audio from Alex Smith. I don't know that we've really heard anything out of Kirk Cousins out of, you know, the basics. EB's still kind of bitter towards Kirk.
I don't even know who he is.
Who is this person you speak of?
He talked a little bit, but yeah.
Kirk?
Yeah, very little. Just a little bit. Yeah.
All he does is post pictures of, I don't know, random charity things or whatever.
Yeah.
God but bless Alex him. Smith did finally speak, and I wonder if just hearing him say he's excited to be a Redskin gets you fired up. Here's Alex Smith.
I'm jacked. I'm really excited, right? I mean, once I found out that, you know, obviously in Kansas City, things were, you know, going a different direction. I was pumped for the opportunity, and you know, when Washington came calling, I was hopeful that that was a possible destination, and I'm just jacked that it worked out.
Yeah,
they wanted me because the feeling was mutual, and looking forward to it.
Yeah,
the
good.
Feeling was mutual, so Alex, he wanted the Redskins.
Alex Smith's gonna love Leesburg.
Oh, he definitely is.
A lot of guys live in Leesburg.
Yeah, they live.
How close is that to Redskins Park?
A lot of guys live in, well, not a lot, but the big money guys live out in Creighton Farm.
How far is that from Redskins Park?
20, 25 minutes.
Does Coach Gruden still live in Creighton Farms?
Oh, yeah. I think Josh Norman lives out there. I think D'Angelo Hall lives out there.
Yeah.
There's a couple other ones.
All the big sillies.
All the big, yeah, big guys.
Who moved into RG3's house? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Because he used to own a home out there.
He did.
Well, are you asking me, does that get me sized? Yes. Play it again. I want to hear it again.
Did you ever hear Kirk Cousins say that he's jacked to be a Redskin?
No, not really.
He would say the right things politically.
Yeah.
I'm jacked. I'm really excited, right? I mean, once I found out that, you know, obviously in Kansas City, things were, you know, going a different direction. I was pumped for the opportunity. You know, when Washington came calling, I was hopeful that that was a possible destination, and I'm just jacked that it worked out.
Yeah,
they wanted me because the feeling was mutual, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, being wanted, whatever. So he feels the love. Kirk didn't really necessarily feel the love here. Went out, performed at a pretty high level, I'd say.
Oh, and by the way, I'm jacked that they're going to pay me $24 million a year.
Right, that certainly doesn't hurt.
You're damn right. You're going to come out here and make like $75 million guaranteed.
Yep.
He's been well compensated his entire career. Former number one pick.
Yes, absolutely.
He's been
taken care of.
A lot of money for
poor.
A long time.
He's not poor.
No, he is not.
I think it's a good fit, and the further and further I get away from it, just the happier I am. I mean, whatever. Just Kirk didn't want to be here. Let him move on. What is interesting is I see a different destination by a different expert every day. Somebody says, oh, Arizona looks like the perfect fit. Oh, Minnesota makes all the sense in the world. Somebody else wrote, the Jets are the obvious choice.
Denver, Cleveland. He could end up anywhere.
They literally, everyone has a different idea of what the perfect fit is for Kirk. So let him go figure all that out and have a great end of his career. We got this guy right here at the back end of his prime, and hopefully, you know, he can keep us competitive.
Phone number's
800-636-1067. We could have done a lot worse. What if we brought in, I mean, God bless him. I like him as a person, but he's not nearly as a comp. What if you brought in Teddy Bridgewater and you're just crossing your fingers, you know? Or if you bring in a Case Keenum and you hope he duplicates his one outlier year.
Well, that's what we said. We said he was the best possible option.
He's the best landing spot for the Redskins.
Or you bring in Sam Bradford and you hope he doesn't get injured like he always does. So, I think it probably was the best option. And it takes just, you know, gambling on a first-round quarterback again, which I really didn't want to do, especially when these guys are all big question marks. So, yeah, I'm actually I'm actually kind of excited to see how he fits and to see what Jay comes up with him. He's more athletic. You know, maybe we'll see more RPO stuff, and I don't know.
He'll be fine.
He needs pieces, though. He's like Kirk. He needs pieces.
Of course. He'll put up numbers.
Right.
Probably won't be Kirk numbers.
Yeah, but the offense will probably be different.
Yeah, I think it will be. But like you said, I mean, you need some extra pieces.
He definitely needs pieces. We need them all across the board.
Yes.
Are there any other free agents that I could get excited about? What about on the defensive side?
All right, give me a position.
Defensive line.
All right, let me give you what the top-rated defensive line
is. You get size for Sheldon Richardson, Don Terry Poe.
I kind of like Don Terry Poe.
You like that big fatty plug in the middle?
I like Don Terry Poe. Maybe I'm just stupid, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'm just looking at
Benny Logan from the Chiefs.
How old is he? He seems like he's been around for
a while. I'm not sure how old he is.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Is it just me, or does it seem like the free agent class is that sexy? So far, of the names...
Doesn't seem to have a lot of star power.
Right? Because teams aren't in the business of letting their best players go, except if you're the Redskins.
Do you get excited for Paul Posluszny from the Jaguars?
I mean, he could be amazing. I just don't know.
I mean...
Yeah.
Poe is 27.
He's getting up there.
What does he weigh? About 347. I mean, he is a monster.
Whatever he weighs, you know they're
lying. Benny Logan, Logan's 28.
Right.
Kyle Williams from the Bills, 34. Just kind of depends on what position you're looking at.
Well, I think a lot's going to be determined on what
happens. Most guys who are unrestricted free agents are going to be in their late 20s, early
30s. Are they going to retain Zach Brown or not? If they're not going to retain him, then are they going to draft a middle linebacker? And if they decide not to draft a middle linebacker, then they're going to need to find one.
Let's look at corners.
Hey, maybe the Redskins can grasp that Phil Taylor will remain healthy. grasping last offseason.
Here are your top corners. Tremaine Johnson from the Rams, 28 years old, unrestricted. Amerson, we already talked about him. Amak Kamara from Chicago, 28. Brent Grimes, he's older, 34. Jonathan Joseph from Houston, 33.
Is Brent Grimes the one whose wife is always on social media?
Yeah,
she's the crazy one.
You can't bring him in.
You don't want to deal with that.
Too much.
You mentioned Malcolm Butler.
Revis is out there. Butler's only 27.
Revis. You don't want Revis.
I mean, he's so old.
He's 34.
So slow.
Butler's 27. DJ Hayden's 27 from Detroit. Terrence Newman's, he's old.
I think
Kyle Fuller from Chicago is only 25.
At corner, my opinion is they're either going to re-sign Bashaud Breeland, which is unlikely, or they're going to bring back the dogs. They drafted Moreau.
They drafted Moreau for a reason. They're size for him.
Yeah, they like him.
And somebody was speculating that maybe the whole Kendall Fuller thing, maybe they don't believe he can stay healthy. And that they got rid of him sort of at his peak value. You know, maybe they know something that we don't know. I don't know.
Hard to predict that.
I don't know. But people just say, man, he was such a great slot corner. He's going to be great as an outside corner. I have a buddy who's the director of college scouting for an NFL team, and he said that in college he got burned deep all the time.
Right. Well, remember, his rookie year was poop. Now, he was coming off the microfracture surgery.
And slot receivers tend not to go deep.
Right.
They're working over the middle. Right. Like, maybe he's great side to side,
but
maybe
physical.
Not good vertically.
You're more physical, too, in the slot because you have to tackle more.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You also have to cover more field.
You can develop.
So, he's probably getting better.
Yeah.
But if are you asking me, am I sized? Play it one more time for people just getting in their cars. Does it move you at all if you're a Redskins fan when you hear the quarterback for a change is actually jacked to be here?
I'm jacked. I'm really excited, right? I mean, once I found out that, obviously in Kansas City, things were, going a different direction. I was pumped for the opportunity when Washington came calling, I was hopeful that was a possible destination, and I'm just jacked that it worked out.
Yeah,
they wanted me because the feeling was mutual, and looking forward to it.
I don't think Kirk ever said I'm hopeful that Washington is my possible destination.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk just danced around the whole thing the whole time, was wishy-washy. We actually got a guy playing quarterback here that absolutely wants to be here, and he's played at times at a very high level, including last year.
Is
you got to be excited.
Is he going to be jacked for their
40,000
Cowboys
here. They gave him $24 million.
Of course, they were going
to give. What's he supposed to say?
They were going to give Kirk a ton of money. He didn't want it.
He also knows
Ask Alex Smith if he wants to be here in 3 years.
Yeah, but he also knows he doesn't have some young whippersnapper behind him that's going to take his job like Pat Mahomes.
Well, he will eventually. Might only be a year or two away.
But this year, he's probably going to have just Colt McCoy behind him.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they'll draft somebody in like the fourth or fifth round. That would be my guess.
They'll draft a project guy.
The way to go. You draft like a Cousins type and give him a couple years to marinate. You don't force him and throw him to the wolves early like so many of these guys are.
Look, I get it. At 34, you're probably towards the tail end of your prime. But, and I know what Cakes is going to say, you're talking about the top guys. Go Drew Brees. Drew Brees is 38 or 39. So from 34 to 38 or 39, he's been playing as well as he ever has.
I expect him to still play pretty well these next couple years.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you also, when you're 34 and you kind of just project your career path, you don't think you're going to get $24 million a year with 75 or whatever it's going to be guaranteed.
Well, you could thank Kirk Cousins for that because he completely redefined the salary structure for quarterbacks.
I mean, EB mentioned this when we were talking about Tom versus Time, the video. It's not like Tom Brady's a good athlete, but at quarterback, you can be as good as you've ever been in your mid-30s.
There's a lot of guys that have performed well at that position in their late. I mean, Charlie Tuck, even in their 40s. Vinny Testaverde played well in his 40s.
It depends on the sport.
Played well.
It depends on what you're doing.
Rich Gant, there are a lot of guys that can play that position well. I'm not really worried about age yet. I'm not really worried about it. The only thing I'm concerned with is he always put up fairly modest numbers. Now, he always had great running game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is that because they didn't trust him to throw? You know what I mean? Like, what are the warts to his game that we haven't really seen yet? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like you said, he never really threw downfield.
Didn't really, until this last year. And I like it when he was quoted a couple weeks ago when he said, what's different about him now? And he says he has more effort to his game. You know what I mean? He's got to take chances.
So just too conservative.
Josh Doctson involved. You should be giddy about that.
Doctson.
Well, no, when he said he has more effort to his game, it wasn't about taking chances. It was about what people say about him.
Well, I think that's part of it.
You think that goes hand in hand?
Yeah, because when you take chances, you're risking people trashing you because you're going to make mistakes. I think that all ties in, right? So you're saying effort. So if I play, I'm going to take some chances here, and if I perform poorly, people are going to talk bad about me. But that's okay. You know what I mean? That's how I interpret it. Maybe not. But
a lot of it's dependent on your system. I mean, I haven't studied Alex Smith's career to pay attention to what the systems were. When he was just San Francisco, he had really good defenses. He had a running game, so you're probably going to be more conservative. They're probably telling you, just take care of the ball and we're going to win the game.
Yeah, but would they do that with Peyton Manning or with Drew Brees? Now, Brees a little bit late
this
year.
Those guys go win games.
No. But for the most part, the superior arm guys, the great arm talents.
Oh, I get it.
They want to use that.
Right. Well, he's not that guy.
Right. Exactly.
He's the take care of the ball, manage the game.
He's a check down. He could be a check down
he
guy.
He can be. But be the guy you were last year. I'm thrilled.
I don't know that you can ask for 26-5.
I agree.
26 TDs, 5 picks.
How about this? Be 26-12. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's acceptable.
26-12. I'm good. I understand you're not going to keep up that touchdown interception
ratio. You're
basically
saying be Kirk.
Be Kirk. I'm sized.
Yeah. Put up Kirk-like numbers, and you'd be very happy.
Right.
With Alex Smith, if he does that.
Right.
He'll take care of the ball better.
He might.
And not that Kirk threw a ton of interceptions, but we put the interceptions and fumbles.
Yeah.
Alex Smith was significantly less.
He got better in San Francisco, and of course he was younger, but he got better when he got to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
He got a better offensive mind. And
he was just a better quarterback.
Andy Reid.
I'm butt-sized. What does Kirk do? Does he rent? Let's send a U-Haul over there and get his ass out of here.
Definitely rents. You think Kirk ever bought anything
right,
here?
Right. Let's help Alex move in. Let's welcome him. Let's find out when he's arriving.
I'll send Awad to help him move in. I'm not lugging Alex Smith's boxes.
Not me and you. But I'm just saying, you know,
right?
Sort of collectively.
If he needs
the
a couch
base.
Move, maybe we can get Pocket Ship to go over and hook him up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's have you know. That's what we need. Sort of like a welcome basket or something. You know what I'm saying?
What about I'm Jacked T-shirts?
I'm Jacked for Alex. And then put like a eggplant.
Yeah, the egg. That's exactly what I was thinking. I said I'm Jacked.
Yeah.
In burgundy and gold with a burgundy eggplant.
I'm actually sized.
I don't. We totally got somebody here that wants to be deal. Here. Why eggplant?
It's just code for dong.
It's analogous for your junk. But how did that come?
Just
to
from like emojis.
Yeah,
it's the closest thing that looks like a dong.
It looks phallic.
I wouldn't even know what an eggplant looks like. Purple.
You don't know what an eggplant looks like.
So ugly.
Yeah. I know. It looks like a big purple thing.
Nut. It looks like cucumber? A big nut.
You don't know what an eggplant looks like?
I just said I don't know what it looks
really
like.
You really don't? What do you think the shape of it is?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Zero idea.
Yeah.
It looks like a baked potato, but it's purple.
It looks probably like what Brian Arakpo's got in his shorts. That would be my guess.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in a little later in the show? We'll talk NBA, what some teams did before the trade deadline, what some teams like the Wizards opted not to do. Bobby Marks, front office NBA insider for ESPN, will join us at 9 o'clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Earlier in the show, we did mention... Three of us went to Grant Paulson's wedding. Congratulations to Grant Paulson and his lovely bride, Allison, for getting married on Saturday. None of us went to the ceremony, which was at 2 p.m. It was 2 p.m. We all have kids. We all have a million things going on. The reception was at 5.
And
there was a big gap
also,
in between.
Grant, before the wedding, came in.
That was the key part.
Basically gave us a blessing. Said, look, if you guys don't want to, you know, do the actual
huge
ceremony.
Yeah.
Get it. It's fine. And that was... I had already decided that I wasn't going, but that pretty much...
Put it over the top.
Sealed it. Yes.
I didn't even know. I honestly think it's the first time I've ever done that. Where I've skipped the ceremony.
Yeah, first time I've done that as well.
First time I've ever done it because I've always felt guilty. I feel like you should go.
A lot of times the ceremony's right where the reception is. A lot of the weddings I've gone to
lately, including mine,
it's like you do the quickie, and then boom, you're right in the reception.
It's pretty convenient. It's not often that there's a big gap.
Trav got married fairly recently. Boom, we have the ceremony, and then you just walk inside.
Yeah, that's pretty standard. Now, sometimes I get it. There's a gap, and you have to travel. For my wedding, you had to travel. But the fact that there was like a three-hour gap sort of in between, really only two after you consider an hour ceremony. I just considered I thought I would suck it up, but Grant, as Cake said, completely absolved us. He said, if it was me, I wouldn't go to the ceremony. I would just show up to the reception. So that gave me a complete free pass.
Green lights, all I needed.
I went home and told my wife, I said, we don't have to go to the ceremony. I mean, Grant literally said he wouldn't go.
Right.
When we were driving there, my wife said, I don't think I've even met Grant.
Yeah. Well, how would she?
I guess so. It was one of those weddings where... I know you guys, I know Grant, I know Danny, that a lot of the wedding, you just didn't know anybody. And
well,
it was so big.
He had a huge wedding. It was a beautiful wedding, or reception. I'm sure the wedding was too. I say that, just use that together. Great music. We had our guy Keith over there playing the tune. He was playing silly pop hits.
I didn't see
Keith
that.
Keith Elgin, because he was over in a corner.
It was so big. So basically it was, they called it a manor. But it was a huge...
It's like a mansion.
Huge mansion, and there were several rooms. I don't know if you remember when EB got married, it was similar this way, where he kind of like overtook a whole house and was like two floors.
Right.
So this one had so many rooms that he got in there and there was a coat check, and I look around, I was like, well, I don't know anybody in here. And
right.
Eventually, I did see Eric and Dina, and then I didn't see them again for like a half hour. I never saw Cakes until we actually got to the seated portion of the reception, because during the cocktail and appetizers hour...
Yeah.
It was packed. It was packed in a bunch of rooms. And then I just ran into guys who we have on the show but have never officially met. And I had a conversation with Mike Jones.
Right.
Who's been on the show a million times.
I got to meet him face to face. It was nice.
Had a conversation with John Keim, who I believe I've met before, but not many times.
You met him at the fan thing we did.
Right, but not many times over the course of 15 years having John Keim on the show. Mm-hmm. I'll bet him twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't do anything.
That's because we don't go. We don't go anywhere. We like being here. Right here.
And here's the thing.
And then Chris Cooley was there.
Or at home.
I haven't seen Chris Cooley since we slept over at his house.
It has been a while.
It's the last time I saw Chris Cooley.
Right.
Yeah. We did our show from his house, which I believe was the game he got hurt. Essentially his last game in the NFL.
No, I came back.
I know. I said essentially.
But it was like 8 or 9 years ago. I'd exchanged some texts with Chris through the years, but not much. But my bit was, I got there and I immediately was blown away at how large the wedding was. I didn't know that.
It was probably 250 to 300 people.
I think the average wedding I've been to lately has been like 150 people.
Right.
Which is kind of manageable, whatever. This was 250 people, all well-dressed, and there were some people like from our business there, and I just wanted to hide. All I wanted to do was find the closest bar.
Right.
And then I just wanted to find a corner.
So you didn't want to talk to anybody?
I just wasn't feeling particularly social. And I was explaining this to a buddy, and he gets a kick out of it. He doesn't get it because, like, we do this for a living. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I enjoy talking to you guys. For some reason, I enjoy talking to you dummies. I kind of, you know, you kind of interest me, and we go back and forth, and I don't mind debating you.
Right.
But, like, in a public scene like that where there's 250 donks or I don't know anybody, I'm not the social butterfly.
Right.
I think a lot of radio guys are that way. I like to just find a little corner and sit there and hide. And that's what I did.
Sure.
I found cakes. I found JP. We were over by the piano.
Oh, yeah. Once Amy and I found our spot, we weren't, like, mingling. Yeah.
So
we were posted
up. You like to people watch.
I don't even care. I really just wanted to eat the prosciutto. I didn't really care about the people.
Oh, prosciutto is so good.
That's just me.
But it's also weird when you see people that you haven't seen in a long time. I mean, I felt bad. I talked to Chris Cooley. I was like, "She's still coaching football?" And he's like, "Ah, never did. I swear, like, years ago, he was about to coach football.
He was going
to
coach O'Connell.
Unaware of how many kids he has or whatever. I mean, am I supposed
to
be
aware?
Well,
you got too deep involved. Chris and I said hello for 2 minutes.
Well, he was very complimentary of us. So I started to, like,
and I said the
shoot
same,
something back.
I said the same to him.
Maybe I'm a jerk. I didn't even say hi to him. I just didn't get over to say hello.
He was very nice. Look, Chris was very good to our show before he branched off into his own radio thing. He was very cool to
us. You
got to
know when to get in and get out. So I enjoy listening to you. I love listening to you on the games.
I chose not to get in. I just chose to stay at the table.
You look
and
great.
Hang out with Tommy DeLay.
And then I said, where's the bar? And then we went and got drinks.
How many bars were there? That's the key.
They had quite a few.
They were good.
They were spread out.
Yeah, you got to have multiple. Yeah.
By the end of
they
the night.
They had a signature cocktail.
Well, they would. For 250 people, you have to have
multiple
bars. I
knew my wife so well. It was rosé wine, but it had cotton candy on the top. And she went for a second only for the cotton candy.
They had the Allison and they had the Grant. They each had a signature drink. And because I'm not manly enough to drink, I think it was an old fashioned.
Is that Grant's drink?
I went with the
old fashioned guy. I drank half of it, but I'm not really into it, so I passed after half.
The Allison was kind of silly.
What was the
rosé with the cotton candy on top? It was good.
I'm telling my wife went in for a second just for the candy.
I enjoyed it. The only issue
I had was trying to find a good pooper because. You're in a house.
Right.
So it's not really. I mean, it was designed for events. There's no question about it.
I mean, but did you have to poop during the ceremony?
No, but they just had single bathrooms.
Right.
And so
you missed the upstairs. They had a separate upstairs.
Believe me, I found it.
Nice.
And there was a couple little stalls in there.
Yeah.
But it's constantly tugging on the door. It's just disconcerting when you're trying to pee and people are tugging on the door all the time.
Yeah.
So there were several rooms for the cocktail hour, and then there was a big hall for the actual reception, you know, with the big dance floor in the middle. It's funny. So we sit down, and there's salad already on the plate, and nobody knows when to start eating. And then I just saw cakes didn't waste any time.
No, I was hungry.
Well, everybody
He's
was
pummeling
there.
It.
Here's the thing. Hungry. If everyone's been served, you can eat.
But nobody was eating at our table except cakes. Like, everybody seemed like they were waiting for, I don't know, a bell or something. Like, okay, it's okay to eat. Cakes is grubbing away.
No manners. No manners.
I was the tip of the spear.
He destroyed his plate, which had goat cheese, which he swears he hates, but he destroyed the plate.
He crushed the goat cheese.
Oh, you did eat the goat cheese.
He crushed it, and actually
he said, no, it's not goat cheese.
He didn't say it was goat cheese.
First of all,
he was trying to claim it wasn't goat cheese.
First of all, I never got any confirmation that it was full-on goat cheese.
Well, for sure. I just, trust me, as a food connoisseur,
you know what I need to see? I need to see the menu, okay, from the actual
Well, you knew it was a type of cheese.
Wasn't sure.
Because, well, what else would it have been?
Because the salad.
He's a donk.
Everything was at the bottom. There's no dressing on top. So I had to look with my fork to figure out what was going on. Is there dressing on here? Is there dressing on the table that I'm not seeing?
Right.
So then I saw some whitish dressing on the bottom. Could have been a ranch. Could have been some sort of creamy vinaigrette. I'm not sure. So I swirled it all around. And if it was goat cheese.
100%.
It was good, wasn't it?
I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah.
If it,
apparently.
That's a big
I
if.
I guarantee.
It's a big if. What do you think it was?
Well, there's a 100% chance that there was cheese on the salad.
Well, 100%.
It was
goat cheese.
It was.
I just know goat now, cheese. It was pretty
what was
goat cheese.
Your theory?
Now, let me rewind.
Nobody said it was goat
Hold
cheese.
On.
Which, according to your cheese rules,
yeah.
you hate.
Yeah.
What did you think it was? Yogurt?
Wasn't sure. Possibly a ranch. I wasn't sure.
A ranch?
I don't know.
It was like a cube.
Was it
no,
chunky?
No, there yeah, was no like, cube. It was all. It was almost...
Like smushed?
Almost liquidy by the time I got to it.
They were like cubes.
Hey, your salad may have had a cube.
Big dummy thought
mine
it was ranch.
Did not. Okay?
Now, maybe he smushed it when he was stirring it around
possibly.
Looking for stuff.
That could have happened.
Yeah.
Let me rewind to either one of those two donks' weddings where there was a big piece of goat cheese next to the salad. I think it might have been Valdez's wedding.
We had goat cheese with our salad.
Goat cheese on the salad. I looked at
goat
it.
Cheese is silly.
I asked my wife, I said, what is that?
Palate.
She said, it's goat cheese. I said, I don't like goat cheese. She said, you should try it. And I said, all right, I'll try it. I stuffed it in my mouth and I hated it. I wanted to spit
That's
it out.
That's because you were biased.
I thought it was terrible.
Of course it was because you were biased.
Your mind was
you
already made up. You're going to hate
test
it.
And loved
That's
it.
That's like what my son does with a vegetable. He goes, it's not going to taste good.
Yeah, it's like what a kid does.
Telling you,
Ew, I don't
still,
like that.
Right, 85 to 90% of me still thinks it was not goat cheese.
Are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious.
All
because
right.
it tasted
get
too good.
It's easy to get confirmation.
It tasted too good to be actual
confirmation
goat
is-
cheese.
Well, Eric had it, and I had it. It was goat cheese.
NCK had it. We're all like, that's definitely goat cheese.
All right. I guess what, I'll lean on you
was
guys.
Was it fried goat cheese? That's so silly.
I don't think it was fried.
But
was
anyway, just, congratulations,
just
Sam.
Tasty.
Cakes won money because his wife predicted the first dance song.
Yeah, perfect, by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, really? That's what she
yeah.
predicted.
She predicted.
I will say there was a gap.
Won $15. It was butt size.
Between the salad and the meal because they had 100 toasts. I don't want to like Joan, but I mean they had
a lot of bits.
Usually
many,
the toast.
How many people actually spoke?
Jason,
I don't know. 100.
Four. Oh, geez.
I think I peed twice.
Usually the toast is you know one best friend on one side, and maybe you've got a best friend on the other side. This one had whoever the first one was. I guess her best friend, or maybe it was even her sister. And then the brother came out, and he was just talking about going on some trip forever. Talking about his
Joan.
Flight issues. Let's be honest. Do you remember?
Oh, I was checked
out. You were checked out.
I was there, but I wasn't really there.
No, he talked he was about how Grant had no palate, and all
eventually,
of a sudden, now he's dating Allison. Now he
right.
eats sushi.
Sure.
He eats everything.
I
now.
Heard that part.
So, so
I listened,
and then you had Grant's brothers, and then you had Allison's father. It was a lot of toasts.
It's another reason why weddings are overrated. They just are.
No, they're fine. I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for them, but weddings are overrated.
I realized at the end of the night, I had had half an old fashioned because I bailed on it. I had two vodka sodas.
Right.
I had a Jack and Diet, the wine. I think that was it. Maybe one other.
Some champagne when the
I didn't have
cake
any
came out.
I didn't have any champagne. For some reason, I didn't get any champagne. But I definitely had a tummy ache the next morning.
Your tum-tum hurt.
My tummy definitely hurt. I can't drink all that.
Well, I ended up going to the Sebastian Maniscalco show after at MGM
National
Harbor.
I don't know how you did that.
Need to thank Patrick Fisher. I just tweeted a picture. The room was a combination of probably two or three floors on my townhouse. It was that big.
Oh, you got hooked up with a big silly
a
room.
Suite.
Oh.
Well, the first thing is I get up to the 19th floor to check in. So I got there around 9:15, 9:20. The show started at 10. It's a double door room.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a hotel room that
That's
has two
silly.
Doors.
Yeah.
And then you open it up and there's a bar. And it's the world's biggest couch. I just tweeted a picture at Glass.
But that's not where man.
I think you
that's
could
just
fit.
Your room.
That was my room.
Right.
It's like, what the hell's going on? Thank you very much. Patrick is taking care of me for my anniversary. I went there and we had a corner suite, which
is sure
amazing.
You paid for it.
I've never been in
Patrick
a hotel where I essentially have a living room.
That's all it does.
This one had, you could have had a rager. You could have had 50 people in there partying
Very nice.
Hard. And the TV was probably a 500-incher. It was the biggest TV I've ever seen.
That's silly.
You know what? You're a big baller. He gave you a big baller suite.
But I really had no time to even be in the room. So I get in the room and I changed because I'm not going to wear my suit
right
to the show. And then went down to the show, and Drab had gone to the 7 o'clock show.
Okay, the early show.
And we had talked about maybe getting together for a drink, but as he mentioned, it was a madhouse there.
Sure.
It was
like it's Saturday night. They had MGM National Harbor.
A line of 2,000 people. The money that Sebastian made
in
one night at MGM National Harbor.
Sick.
It's absurd because what do they have, about 3,000 seats there?
At least, yeah.
Sold out. I think the cheapest ticket is $50.
Right. You're not even taking into account the VIP suites and
was
the luxury suites.
That's the question.
He was amazing. He's a superstar. Yeah. He blends material plus physical comedy.
Does he do impressions?
Doesn't do impressions.
You get unless you count impressions.
He does like, you know,
unless
I love
you count impressions of his family.
That's why Caliendo just slays.
Or he does impressions of like what dumb people look. You know, but his body moves all over the place. He's just
a
superstar.
Is I agree he's a superstar and he's drawing, right? He's making millions, right? He's but I still feel like, as far as like a household name, he's not a household name like Kevin Hart,
right?
Like Chris
or Jim
Rock.
Gaffigan.
I don't know why.
Not
I feel like his
level.
Q rating is not as high as what he, as well as he's doing.
Because he's
know
not
what
doing
I mean?
Movies. He doesn't
I don't
have
know
a
why.
Sitcom.
Maybe that's why. But I feel like Dane Cook in his heyday was bigger.
Who did
name
movies.
Wise?
Oh, you're definitely right. But it was only a few years ago he was at the DC Improv.
Right. Uh-huh. And now he's playing big rooms like MGM National Harbor.
My wife, she doesn't care anything I do with the radio show. Not impressed ever.
But if you get a free comedy ticket, she gets sized?
It's just that it's a nice venue.
Yeah.
She gets sized for Sebastian. She thought I was a big silly.
Really?
Did you get a room that night too?
No, we went home.
You went home? Smash?
Yeah.
Did you stop and play roulette on the way out, your favorite table game, which is the worst table game of all time?
I did not play roulette.
Then she I thought got, you were a big silly that day?
Yeah, Valdez's wife was bitter because he didn't take her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they talk all the time. So she asked, like, what we were doing. Actually, on the way home, we're like, oh, yeah, we're on the way home from MGM. She was like, why didn't I go?
Right.
And then Matt got, like, he got the shrapnel.
Oh, yeah. Shrapnel.
She was so bitter.
Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you take it?
Well, I thought we only got 4 tickets.
No, we got 8
tickets. Oh, we did?
Each of the junkies. So
don't tell my wife that.
you would have gone. If you knew
Jason's ticket.
If there were tickets, you would have gone.
I don't know. We had a long day because we went over my brother and his wife's for my sister-in-law's birthday. So we were there forever, and we got back. Trust me, I was butt-sized to sit on my couch and watch Pebble highlights.
How many Miller Lights did you pummel at your brother's party?
Two. We were there for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But he's definitely a superstar of comedy. But I get what you're saying. His name recognition is not there.
He makes a killing.
But
I know
he's figured it out with social media or whatever.
Yeah, good for him. I'm jealous.
Because I'm assuming your show was sold out?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't any empty seats.
Couldn't breathe, I could tell you that. Billion people there.
Right. Gaffigan's coming in March.
Yep. He's coming in a couple weeks.
Yeah. You want tickets?
I would be sized for some ticks for that.
I'm hoping that the poker ambassador person is actually employed by the company.
There's no chance I actually want to come out of pocket.
Get some tickets.
Now you got to hit up Jackie.
I think I'm going to have to email Jackie.
Jackie will hook you. You'll be good.
Yeah, I need tickets. He's doing two nights.
Yes, he's doing, I believe, 3rd and 4th of March.
And you could go this week. I believe Cher's there this week.
That's right. She's doing a residency, a mini residency.
And Britney Spears in July.
I'll probably miss that one.
Oh, really?
Britney Spears Britney's coming. In July.
If somebody gave me free seats, I'll go.
Lock, you'll go.
If someone gave me free seats, I want to see what she looks like.
Of course you do.
She told my wife that because she was interested.
Because it's hot Britney. It's not fat Britney. It's hot Britney right now.
I said, you can go with one of your girlfriends. I tapped out.
Girls
not
out.
No interest.
I would go watch
Britney
her run around lip sync in a little outfit.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 the Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Dude, I will say that oatmeal that you have, it smells so good.
It smells better than it tastes.
It smells like syrup.
Yeah.
Like hot
maple.
Syrup.
Maple.
Yeah. It's just the maple,
it's
brown
Quaker.
Sugar, whatever.
Yeah, I hook it all the time.
It's all right. It's better when I put some silly raisins in.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I bought these raisins, these golden raisins, years ago? And I found them recently, like in, on the back end of one of your
pantry,
your cabinets or whatever.
Right.
And they're so old, they look like regular raisins.
Right. Oh, so the golden raisins have turned brownish.
Yeah, they're just brown.
Okay.
But I said, the raisins, they're dry and hurting. What's the difference?
You still ate them?
Still eat them.
Why
What's the difference?
Why would you do that? How many years old do you think they were? 2 years old?
Five, maybe.
5 years
They're
old.
Raisins. Like, yeah, well, how can raisins go bad? They're dry, hurting.
It was still in a box. It was an open box. So
no. It was opened.
It was an open box.
Yeah, but it was open. It was just stuck in the back corner, like by some soup that we never, you know, we eat or whatever.
I mean, unless it's like a Twinkie, which can last forever, everything has a shelf life.
The expiration date on it was like March 13 or something like that.
Of 2018?
No, of
March
2013. I still take it when I'm home. And it's not like me, believe me. Because like with milk, if milk is anywhere near the due date, it's gone. Sour cream, anywhere near the due date, gone.
By the way, that's another blind spot for me. I didn't really know what an eggplant looks like. And I didn't know what a golden raisin was. It's different than a regular raisin.
It's a golden, silly raisin.
Yeah. I've never had one.
You know what?
I don't really have raisins. That's not in my rotation.
Raisins are okay. I mean, just not like going out buying.
I feel
like
raisins
were in my rotation when I was 10.
Yeah. Trail mix. Hook the raisins in the trail mix.
Yeah. When it's in trail mix, I will have raisins. And
you do like a homemade trail mix, don't you? You make your own trail mix. You kind of
have before. I have before.
Why don't you just get
the silly planters? It's very laborious.
We do.
The planters are silly.
We got them.
It's a lot of work to make your own trail mix.
You
got to buy like nuts.
That's when you eat raisins in trail mix.
Yeah. I'd rather just have it made for me.
Never put cran raisins? Yeah. You ever have those?
Craisins?
Like craisins?
Yeah,
I think
right.
That's
sure.
What they're called.
They're right.
I put those in my oatmeal, too. They're silly.
Hopefully they're not 5 years old. Hopefully they bought recently.
Be. I don't mess with old milk. Not even close.
See, I'll deal with milk. Like, if milk is a day or two past the expiration and there's still a little bit of nubbins left in it, I'll drink it. If it's like 4 days past, it's got to go.
Right. Remember I told you, I think it was last week or the week before, that when I left for work one morning, a mouse basically got trapped between the slits in my garage. And
yeah.
I killed a mouse closing the garage, and there was this big fat mouse sitting outside the garage door when my wife woke up in the morning to take the kids to the
bus
stop.
Like I said, leave it there, sends a message to the other mice.
Right. So she whatever, packed it up, threw it away, whatever. And, you know, we put mouse traps out, whatever. I don't even know if we've caught any. I actually don't think that we have. But we've noticed lately. And my wife notices first because she's more observant. I'm just a dumb guy. But then when we come into the house, there's a smell.
Uh-oh.
And she thinks.
It's not good.
She thinks there's a dead animal.
Okay.
And her theory is, and she's probably right, she's smarter than me.
Right.
Her theory is between the walls.
Oh, it died somewhere in the walls.
Somewhere.
That's
now, I don't smell it, and then she said it. And then I was like, you know what? It does smell kind of hurting.
Right.
There. What is
a little bit
that?
Of a funk.
So I don't know. What do you do if you think you have a dead animal potentially in your walls?
Here's
like,
what
I look around all the cats, I don't see anything.
Putting holes in the drywall.
No. Here's what you do, because I know they branched out.
Call Crop Metcalf.
Because they branched out into pest control.
Oh, yeah. They have?
So lock, you
oh,
call
Oh, that's
that.
Exactly what you
100%
do.
100%
I have to
call
my guys at Crop. I think, because it's a subtle thing, but like I was away all weekend.
Yeah.
And then I came home after literally being volleyball tournaments, wedding. I mean, just gone on a weekend. And I came home and got in the kitchen and went, you know what? It does smell good.
You know what? You can
it's
call
it's in the kitchen when you first walk in the house. Is there a smell?
I don't notice it until the kitchen. But we go through the garage.
Vic, you can call my guys at Pest Now. They'll hook you. I got some guys at Pest Now.
Like hooks? Oh. Like zeros? That's what I get signed.
Hey, they play the game. They play the game.
Yeah, well, Crop too.
Hey, Crop will too. Crop
hey.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm Crop long time relationship. With
By
them.
The way, did any of you park over at Homewood this morning?
No, we got a week.
Have a week.
This is the last week of that parking lot.
I'm pretty sure
Friday
we're going to get
last
screwed.
Day.
I know we're going to get screwed because Drabby and I and even Valdez applied for parking down below.
Mm-hmm.
Called the people at Colonial Parking, and we're in hold. Because apparently whoever's in charge of this building is now trying to count up the few spots that are left.
Yeah, how many spots are there downstairs? I don't even think I've ever gone
there. I think
I
parked there one time in a snowstorm. But
how deep does it go?
Don't know. But the idea is there aren't that many spots, and they're trying to make sure, obviously, that tenants get it first. And obviously we're considered tenants because it's not a place you live. Mm-hmm. It's a place you work.
Big game of musical chairs going
but
on.
But I'm telling you... We got about a one-minute head start before the email was sent out to all the other employees at CBS. I mean, we did,
to be fair, we did
find out the night before, but I didn't know that meant Sunday night I had to do it.
Right.
I figured we'd come in and we'd talk about our parking situation. email was sent like right around 10 o'clock. We were
oh, we talked about it already.
We're scrambled.
I think I've got my Homewood Suites.
We talked to the Homewood
good,
guy.
Good. It's good to go. It's locked and loaded.
Well, I'm
for now, but that, I mean, who knows?
For now, it seems good.
I mean, we could get screwed just as easily as anybody else.
That is
and
true.
And I think next week, like by Friday, Friday's the last day where we can park in this, you know, gravel lot. They're going to build another big silly high rise.
Right.
There'll be another 1,000 construction guys.
Mm-hmm.
The street parking that I'm sort of using as my last option.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be
cool. It's going to dry out.
Street parking is pretty full around here.
Every donk, every construction donk is going to have to park on the street.
And they all get here but early. They get here earlier than
they
us.
They get here pretty early.
Those guys are already on the 8th floor at like 4 o'clock.
Like I got in this morning. I got in late for me, about 5:25. There were a few spots left on the street. But when they close that lot, those spots are going to be dense.
Well, put it this way, and I agree with Bick. He said this before the show. If I get here, if the Homewood thing falls through, and I get here and there's no parking,
I'm going home.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be here to begin with.
I'm just going
to
go home. Valdez, I'm just going to turn around and go home.
We shouldn't have moved here.
A-Wad can sit in for me that day.
I objected to it the day it was announced. That didn't make any sense.
Hey, we're employees. We're at the
because if you think
the
I'm if you think I'm parking over by the Capitol and walking over here, that's not happening. I need parking within one city block.
Yes.
That's what I need.
We're spoiled. We're a little bit jaded.
No. I can tell. I can already
tell. Not parking down by the Harris Teeter. Not doing that.
I can already tell we're setting up to be screwed.
Where the
put in,
the
put
Harris
in my
Teeter.
Application.
It's over by Pacers.
Pacers.
By Navy Yard.
Yeah, it's like 10 blocks away.
Yeah, that is deep. It'd be a 20-minute walk.
I'm not doing it. Go back to the house. I'll call in.
Yeah. Pay, you know what? Pay for.
I'll do sports page with my cell phone.
All I'm going to do is pull up and hand my keys to the silly valet.
Wow. I'm going to do that too.
I called the silly number. They gave me the cell phone number of the guy that's doing all of the vetting. Didn't return my call. Of course, he didn't return my call.
By the way, Cakes, you'd be proud of me. So I had the suite.
Yes.
At MGM National Harbor.
Very good.
Was in there for I think 12 hours because we left at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
The next morning.
Right.
Left a $5 tip.
Very nice.
Well, when it's that big,
that's
you feel
strong.
Like you got to leave something.
I think
nice.
$5 is some silly tip.
Well, for doing nothing there.
Yeah. I mean, I even used the other room, that monstrous room.
Right.
EB, I'm usually like you. I don't believe I have to leave a tip there at
all.
I
don't think I have to tip. I'm never going to see him again anyway.
You know how I'm going to get hoard? So I put the application process in after I tested the street parking.
You didn't like the street parking, did you?
Well, I mean, it was tilting because I was just watching my money go out the window when EB was sitting there picking his nose instead of doing a spec spot. It was tilting me a little bit.
Costing you money. Yeah. Spec spot. It's going to take an hour.
But
that was a nightmare.
But
which I bet I don't get.
So I applied for the garage, and I got an email back saying it was denied.
Oh, you were already denied.
I was denied.
You've been shot down.
But it said I forgot to click. I'm a tenant on the thing, and so now I'm like 4 days behind everyone else.
Yeah, you're probably screwed.
So I'm done.
You're probably screwed.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I was a good candidate.
Can you produce?
Look how happy he is.
Can you produce from home?
Look how happy he is.
You have a Comrex?
All right, coming up next, we'll look at the entertainment
board, right?
We'll touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.